Speaking to Rotarians, Schimmel said they could help spread the word about how to properly use, store, and dispose of prescription painkillers, which Schimmel says kill more people than handguns.
Who here would store a loaded handgun on the kitchen counter at home when you've got teenagers coming in and out of the house? Nobody would do that. And yet, not very many people think twice about leaving prescription opiates in their medicine cabinet.
In mid-September, the Justice Department, along with state health officials, unveiled a $1.7 million ad campaign against abuse of prescription painkillers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. Speaking to the Downtown Madison Rotary Club, Attorney General Brad Schimmel said 70% of those abusing prescription painkillers got them from family or friends.
Either they shared it with them or they stole it from their friend or family member. 70%.
Lynn Myers is president of A Grace Hospice Care in Madison. She says an increasing number of patients have their opiates taken by a family member.
It's really begun to absorb a lot of our time investigating where these drugs are going when the patients aren't getting the necessary painkillers that they need.
The state's $1.7 million ad campaign focuses on prescription painkillers, which are often a gateway to heroin, which is cheaper. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.